So to study the Buddha way is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. To forget the self is to be enlightened by the myriad dharmas. To be enlightened by the myriad dharmas is to bring about the dropping away of body and mind of both self and others. The traces of enlightenment come to an end, and this traceless enlightenment is continued endlessly. So just as an aside, the translation in our sutra book is from a book called Flowers Fall by Asatani Roshi, my great-grandfather in the Dharma, and is translated by Paul Jaffe. But the title we use, Actualizing the Fundamental Point, comes from Moon in a Dewdrop and is from the translation of Kaz Tanahashi and Eiken Roshi, your grandfather in the Dharma. I don't remember how it was decided to mix and match titles and texts. However, choosing a title will be one of the assignments in the coming online study of the Genjo Koan that starts in October. We did this choosing a title in Moscow during our study weekend in mid-September, and it was a good exercise, matching your own insight of the Genjo Koan to what title would fit most tightly. It turned out to be quite a fun and lots of times humorous exercise. So join us sometime in October. Some would say, wait a second. So Yasutani and Jaffe would probably translate Genjo Koan as manifest absolute reality or manifesting absolute reality. Some would say that to study the Buddha way is to study the self, is to forget the self, and so on. Happens concurrently or simultaneously. I suppose that may be true, but I think the passage is most helpful if we break it into stages, sentence by sentence. So to study the Buddha way is to study the self. This line is a subtle echo of the first line in the Genjo Koan. The first line reads, when all dharmas are Buddha dharma, there are delusion and enlightenment, practice, birth, death, Buddhas, and sentient beings. To study the Buddha way is to understand that it is all dharmas. The Buddha way is mountains and rivers. The Buddha way is sky and earth, trees and bushes. It is also sadness and happiness, joy and grief. It is also thoughts, dreams, and sensations. All dharmas, all phenomena are Buddha dharma and are therefore the way of the Buddha. Eiken Roshi translates study as understand. So his translation is to understand the Buddha way is to understand the self. So to understand the self, we need realize the self is not only the self of I, me, and mine, but the self of all dharmas, the self of the great earth and the great sky. However, we do not need to get rid of this I, me, mine. For all dharmas, even the concepts and constructs of self, are included in the Buddha way. So although the Buddha way includes all these heady and quite beautiful constructs of dependent origination, the skandhas, the three insights and the four noble truths, and so on, there is no need to pick up books and texts. There is no need to translate and memorize. All we have to do is study and understand this that is sitting here and listening. We just need to know this one who is looking out of your eyes and hearing with your ears. And how do we do that? To understand the self, to know the self, to study the self. Please, Dogen says, echoing all the great teachers before and after him, forget yourself. Thankfully, he does not say kill yourself or get rid of yourself. He just says forget. This line is parallel to the second line which opened the Genjo Koan. That line said, when the myriad dharmas all are without self. Or maybe we can say, when the myriad dharmas have forgotten themselves. When all are without self, there is no delusion, no enlightenment, no Buddhas, no sentient beings, no birth, and no death. Incidentally, this is where the Heart Sutra picks up. Avalokita, while practicing deep prajna paramita, saw that all had no self. There was in this forgetting of a self no form, no sensation, no perception. There was no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, and so on. So that is the description of a forgotten self. But how do we forget the self? Later in Genjo Koan, Dogen says, when intimately engaged in daily activities and you stay right here, the principle that the myriad dharmas of which you are one have no self is clear. In other words, it is by being fully absorbed in each thing that you are doing. It is being fully present as you do move, or as you hear sounds. It is being fully present as you walk, and as you talk to your partner, and as you clean the toilet. It is by being fully present in your conditions, in your sadness or happiness, in your sitting or lying down, that you forget the self. Obviously, this can happen on as well as off the cushion. But Zazen is the continual and continuing focused practice of forgetting, of giving up, of letting go. Zazen is the continual and continuing focused practice of forgetting where you came from, of forgetting where you are going, and of forgetting who you are. The consequence of this forgetting is that at some point the Buddha will fully occupy your seat. The song sparrow will sing from a branch of your heart, and the wind will blow across the vast sky of your skull. This is forgetting the self and being enlightened by the myriad dharmas. Aiken Roshi often used the word confirmed for enlightenment in this sequence. So you forget yourself by mustering your body and mind and seeing forms, and then you are confirmed by the lily at the Zendo entrance, or by the black hemlock against blue sky, or by the spinning and twirling of autumn leaves. You forget yourself mustering your body and mind and hearing sounds. and you are confirmed by the single thrush note, or by the dripping of rain, or by the subtle sound of pygmy owls calling. Confirmed means you are validated. Confirmed means you are assured that the Buddha's seat is your seat, the Buddha's body, your body. You are assured that this very place is the lotus land, and you, however you are, whether with good session or bad session, with good zazen or bad zazen, however you are, you are welcomed. The next line says, to be enlightened, or to be confirmed by the myriad dharmas, is to bring about the dropping away of body and mind, of both oneself and others. Dogen had been sitting with his teacher Zhu Qing in China for 2 years. Dogen was absolutely devoted to Zhu Qing and had many face-to-face meetings with him, something that Dogen thought was essential for deepening and maturing as a practitioner. One morning during Zazen, a practitioner sitting near Dogen fell asleep. Zhu Qing, seeing this, bellowed, in Zazen, it is imperative to cast off body and mind. How could you indulge in sleeping? These words startled and went through Dogen like an arrow, leaving behind only a great joy and delight. Later that morning, Dogen went to his teacher's private quarters, walked in, and lighted a stick of incense. Zhu Qing said, why do you offer incense? Dogen said, body and mind have dropped away. So this is a peak experience, important, but only a peak experience. Zhu Qing said, body and mind have dropped away. The dropped away body and mind. Dogen said, that is a momentary achievement, Your Reverence. Please do not confirm me too hastily. Zhu Qing said, I do not confirm you too hastily. Dogen said, what is this not hastily confirming? Zhu Qing said, the dropped away body and mind. This is prajna, the dropped away body and mind. Is the intimacy both on and off your cushion. Dogen then made his bows, and Zhu Qing said, dropped away, dropped away. Later on, and it was some months later, Zhu Qing made Dogen his Dharma heir. And when Dogen returned to Japan 2 years later with empty hands, he was the first Japanese Soto master to land on that, or to go to that land with a direct lineage reaching back to Shakyamuni Buddha. So when body and mind drop away, the mind and body of all other things drop away at the very same moment. This is why when Shakyamuni Buddha stood up from under the Bodhi tree after being confirmed by the Venus star, he said, now I see, I and all beings have at this moment entered the way. You contain and are contained by all things. When you stand, all stand. When you sit, all sit. When you wake up, all wake up. This is why a continuing practice is so important. This is how we save all beings. But remember, dropping away body and mind has little or nothing to do with asceticism or self-denial. We are not trying to kill the self or rid ourselves of the self. The construct of the self is fine. It crosses the street on a green light. It picks the kids up from school at 3 p.m. and it puts the dog out before bedtime. But we do need to realize that it is a construct and experience the construction for what it is. When body and mind of both oneself and others drops away, when body and mind of both oneself and others drops away, ripples from the third line in Dogen's first paragraph, which goes like this. Since originally the Buddha way goes beyond abundance and scarcity, there are birth and death, delusion and enlightenment, sentient beings and Buddhas. So since the Buddha way goes beyond scarcity and abundance, or since the Buddha way goes beyond no self and self, we wake up into this right here before our eyes. We wake up to this dream field of birth and death, of delusion and confirmation, of sentient beings and Buddhas. When we see through scarcity and abundance, when we see through self and no self, we wake up into the world of frogs and snakes, of lambs and lions, of summer and winter. We wake up into this world that is always right before us, and we see it for the very first time. When we first come to practice, we think in terms of self and other, of subject and object, of cause and effect. We experience things as separate. In many cases, we even feel separate from ourselves. We imagine we are what we think. We imagine we are what we feel and what we sense. But with the dropped away body and mind, with dropped thoughts, with dropped feelings, with forgotten perceptions, all the walls of the mind dissipate, and there is only vast and boundless. There is only joy and freedom, and there is only us together. Here. And then the traces of enlightenment come to an end. And this traceless enlightenment is continued endlessly. As Aiken Roshi used to say to us at each new transitional point, and now your practice begins. It is at this new point that we continue forgetting. It is where we continue dropping any ideas of who or what we are as we polish and shine our heart of compassion, as we polish and shine the heart of love and understanding. There is no end to this practice of perfection. There is no possibility of perfection. We simply continue to develop and cultivate the ground of being, the ground that we all walk, sit, stand, and lay on. This is Anattara Samyak Sambodhi, still and always incomplete. And interestingly enough, it is in this incompleteness where we express our deepest humanity. It is in this incompleteness that we are encouraged continually to keep practicing. It is with this incompleteness that deepens our compassion. And it's this sense of incompleteness that further enables our ability to reach out, to touch, and to love. This line, then the traces of enlightenment come to an end, and this traceless enlightenment is continued endlessly, echoes the fourth sentence in Dogen's first paragraph, which says, "Yet, though it is like this, simply flowers fall amid our longing, and weeds spring up amid our antipathy." I spoke of this line yesterday in some detail, so I won't say much about it today. But remember, this line is a koan. And as I said yesterday, koan defy explanations, and they do not engender hidden meanings. Koans simply express or present the world of non-duality. They simply express and present the world of kids playing catch, of horses racing across the wind, of screech owls gliding over glistening grass. They simply present and express you and I drinking tea together before the morning light has come. So I'd like to end this Sesshin's Taisho with encouraging words from Gyoen Shotan Daibu So, which means in English, Gyoan, Dawn Cloud, which is the teaching name in our lineage. And Shotan is a Dharma name and means clear pool. So Dawn Cloud, clear pool. And Daibuso is great Buddha ancestor. So here are some encouraging words. From my teacher, Aiken Roshi. The wind of the Buddha house, the practice of Zazen, realization, and going beyond realization. Is altogether in accord with the wind of the universe, the Buddha mind. As Dogen says elsewhere, the Dharma wheel turns from the beginning. There is neither surplus nor lack. The whole universe is moistened with nectar, and the truth is ready to harvest. The harvesting of truth, the practice of forgetting the self, the practice of realizing forms and sounds intimately, the practice of polishing our mind of compassion. This, especially the harvesting of truth, is our joyous task. So please continue to hold your mu lightly and continue to enjoy your practice endlessly. Okay, thank you.